Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. Beautiful day today. Go ahead and savor the moment. The weather's going to be changing on us. Yeah, Austin's all over it. He'll be up in a second letting us know what the forecast holds. As a matter of fact, a lot of people concerned about maybe cloud cover tomorrow evening with the projected eclipse. Well, we're going to get Brandon Black in from the National Weather Service over in Mobile. He'll join us at 4:50 today talking about the percentages of cloud cover we can expect tomorrow evening. And also we'll talk about the severe weather forecast for Saturday. And we'll see exactly how that's unrolling. But Austin will be checking that in with some of these. Really, the topics of discussion today is the weather. And we'll be all over that one for you. Okay, speaking of being all over you. Ready for the top three trending stories today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, 412 News Radio 92.3. The 2024 Resident Satisfaction Survey has found 81% of Pensacola residents approve of the city offering discount parking permits. This is for people who live in the city. Mayor Reeves says his staff is reviewing pricing options for residents' parking permits versus non-residents' parking permits, and if there should be other types of permits, such as night-only or weekend-only permits available as well. At a post-flight news conference in Houston, NASA recognized Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital. The facility made history by becoming the first civilian hospital to provide medical care to astronauts in NASA's 60-year history. Kelsey Deason, Director of Acute Services, accepted the award on behalf of the hospital. Spring breakers are coming, and so are the fake IDs. Local law enforcement agencies are issuing warnings about underage drinking. Bartenders reporting fake IDs are so good with advanced technology. Spotting the fake IDs is increasingly harder. Having a fake ID in Florida, by the way, third-degree felony. Offenders are looking up to 5 years in prison or probation and a $5,000 fine.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Rick Scott pushing a bill he says will hold bureaucrats accountable to the American people. Senator Scott announced yesterday he and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul are reintroducing the Royalty Transparency Act. It requires government employees and those on advisory committees to disclose the royalty payments they get. And Scott says the current law allowed Anthony Fauci and others to receive millions in royalty payments from companies outside the federal government without reporting it.
413 News Radio 92.3. Florida officials reveal that hundreds of millions of dollars are being spent in the state covering the care of illegal immigrants. Eben Brown has more on the story.
Florida's Agency for Health Care Administration reveals nearly $600 million have been spent paying out medical bills for care of illegal migrants in 2024. The agency calls it a strain on the state's health care resources. Miami-Dade County, the state's most populous, shelled out more than $280 million alone. Those costs are incurred because the migrants in question are seeking emergency room care with no insurance or are enrolled in Medicaid. Hospitals around the state also note that a majority of ER patients began refusing to answer questions about citizenship. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And an effort to ban adding fluoride to tap water moving forward in Tallahassee. A state Senate committee voted yesterday to approve a bill that makes it illegal for local governments to add fluoride to their drinking water. Republican Keith Trunau sponsored the bill, and he says it's about choice. He tells News Service of Florida, there are several ways to add fluoride to your water, but if someone doesn't want it in theirs, they can't really opt out.
Okay, a bill that would give victims of dating violence access to the same protection as victims of domestic violence is getting a positive reception in the legislature. The bill would open access to the Attorney General's Access Address Confidentiality Program. This is targeting the victims of dating violence. The move would allow those victims to obtain and use a substitute address, just as victims do in domestic cases.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on Pine Forest if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit rainy, maybe early on there. High of 75, low of 62.
Okay, we're going to talk about this eclipse coming. You know, tomorrow night that we are having a total lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
So Brandon Black is going to join us in about a half an hour from right now. He's over at the National Weather Service with the percentages of what we can expect for cloud cover. Maybe you might get a chance to see it. You'll find out this afternoon, 4:50 on News Radio 92.3.
The University of South Florida and University of Tampa, among dozens of colleges and universities across the nation, being warned to protect Jewish students of risk or risk losing federal funds as a result. In letters sent to 60 schools, the Department of Education said that the Civil Rights Act requires students to have uninterrupted access to campus facilities and educational opportunities. The schools are under investigation following the pro-Palestinian protests that have broken out on campuses since Hamas's attack on Israel back in 2023.
All right. Stocks indeed mixed today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed amid tariff worries and as investors digested a cooler than expected consumer price index report for February, which showed that inflation increased 2.8% annually. Core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy categories, rose 3.1% from a year earlier. That's the lowest level in nearly 4 years. Tech stocks were among the gainers, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. However, Apple shares bucked the upward trend with its stock falling nearly 2%. The Dow winners: NVIDIA, Salesforce, and American Express. The Dow decliners: Amgen, Apple, and McDonald's. The Dow down 83 points. The NASDAQ higher by 212. S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, NASA is lighting the candle in just a few hours from right now, and hopefully we can bring those astronauts, Suni and Butch, back to Earth. They've been stuck in space for 9 months.
Ugh.
I mean, this is absolutely incredible. Jonathan Seary is down at the Kennedy Space Center.
A SpaceX rocket is on launch pad 39A, poised to send four fresh crew members to the International Space Station. That will allow Starliner test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams to return aboard a separate SpaceX capsule that launched to the ISS in September, carrying two crew members and two empty seats. Ahead of her departure, Sonny handed over command of the space station to a Russian colleague.
I promise you, we are actively trying to find the passage back to the place we were before.
It started as an 8-day flight test of Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft, which developed intermittent thruster problems on the way up to the space station. At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
And just want to give you a quick reminder that we are giving away several pairs of tickets throughout this afternoon to the Celtic Angels, their performance on March 17th. That's going to be next Monday. If you want to win those tickets, we're going to be giving three away in just about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. So once again, in 10 minutes, be here, and we will tell you how to win them.
Okay, Canada retaliating against President Trump's tariffs. Oh, boy, this is getting good. Grady Trimble has more from Washington.
The tariff tit for tat is officially underway after President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports took effect today. Canada says it's imposing its own retaliatory tariffs dollar for dollar on $21 billion worth of U.S. steel and aluminum products starting tomorrow. Europe, on the other hand, is waiting until April 1st before it retaliates, perhaps giving the EU and the U.S. more time to reach a deal. The European Union tariffs are expected to go into effect on products ranging from textiles, home appliances, and agricultural goods.
Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on the national headlines here, including a federal judge ruling pro-Palestinian Columbia University activist Mahmoud Khalil will remain jailed in Louisiana. Details on that decision and more right here on Pensacola Right Now, coming up shortly.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about a proper Visit Pensacola St. Patrick's Day and what springtime means in Pensacola.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
And weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source. Let's see, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, maybe slightly rainy, high of 76, low of 62.
Okay, 425 News Radio 92.3. Want to see the SS United States up close before she actually sinks out in the Gulf? Well, the ship is currently docked in Mobile and will be a centerpiece of exclusive harbor tours before it becomes the world's largest artificial reef in Destin. Blakely State Park, hosting 11 guided tours. They will start the tours on Friday, offering the public a unique chance to view the historic ship up close. If you want to book a tour, go to BlakeleyPark.com. That's spelled B-L-A-K-E-L-E-Y Park.com, and take a look at that ship.
All righty. And we said during before the break that we would continue with some national headlines here. A federal judge ruling that a pro-Palestinian Columbia University activist will remain jailed in Louisiana following today's deportation hearing in New York. Manhattan federal judge Jesse Furman has ruled that Mahmoud Khalil will remain held in Louisiana while he waits further assignments in the deportation case. The White House says his pro-Palestinian activism was anti-Semitic and pro-Hamas. His lawyers plan to file a new petition to free him.
Okay, 426. Something circulating around the area here, I need to let you know about. There is another potential scam situation circulating today. Somebody is text messaging and claiming to be from Visit Pensacola's Darren Schaefer. It reads, here's what the text reads: let me know if you receive this, Darren Schaefer, Visit Pensacola. This isn't from Darren. If you receive this message, do not respond. One of those leak situations could possibly go after your personal identity. Do not respond to that. We just got that word from Visit Pensacola earlier this afternoon. Wanted to pass that on to you. Listen, if you're strapped for cash, consider a personal loan, but proceed with caution. Hillary Barsky explains.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're thinking about taking out a personal loan, there's some things you need to know before you apply. Personal loans are popular because home equity loans require collateral to secure the debt. Personal loans do not. Personal loans also have the benefit of fixed interest rates, faster approval times, and they typically have to be repaid in 2 to 7 years. Plus, you can get a personal loan whether or not you own a home. The first thing you need to know is that the better your credit score and financial situation, the lower the rate you'll likely pay. Generally, a 740 plus credit score or a score in the mid 700s and above will give someone the best terms on a personal loan. When applying for a personal loan, make sure you're using it for a need as opposed to a want, like a vacation. For example, a need for a personal loan might help you save a lot of money by paying off high cost credit card debt at a lower rate and a lot less time than only making minimum payments. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, I had hinted at giving away tickets here. We've got three pairs of tickets that were given away to the Celtic Angels. This is happening on St. Patrick's Day. All you have to do to win these tickets is be one of the first three people to text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in, don't call, text to 850-437-1620. What day of March is St. Patrick's Day? Don't overthink it. It's pretty obvious. First three people to text that in gets those tickets there.
All right, another Pensacola icon is retiring, New York Nick. Is leaving the building and the bar business after 50 years. Nick Zangari, you know this guy, he's great. Operated Badlands down on Palafox since 2016. He is stepping away in April, selling to new owners. As you all know, he previously operated the popular sports bar, New York Knicks, just a couple blocks, ways down from where he's at now. Nick just said, it's just time to do it. I think he stole that quote from Forrest Gump. It was in his movie. You know,
I think it's
just time.
President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum. Getting responses from Europe and Canada. The tariffs are 25% on metals that come into the U.S. from any country in the world, including allies. It's expected to raise the cost for U.S. automakers and other industries, although the move is supported by many American steel and aluminum manufacturers.
All right, Trump administration is rolling back environmental regs, and it might surprise you. Here's Jared Halpern.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin says this is the most consequential day of deregulation in American history.
Our actions will lower the cost of living by making it more affordable to purchase a car, heat your home, and operate a business.
The agency is eliminating or rolling back rules that required coal-fired power plants to reduce carbon emissions and set vehicle emission standards critics argue laid the foundation for an electric vehicle mandate.
Today, the Green New scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success.
Zeldin says the EPA will also review a 2009 finding that greenhouse gases are endangering the public health. at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats have the needed votes to block a Republican spending bill. This comes as Friday's deadline to avoid a government shutdown looms. The bill narrowly passed in the House yesterday by a vote of 217 to 213. All but one Republican supported the six-month stopgap measure. While Republicans control a slight majority in the Senate, Kentucky's Rand Paul has made it clear he's firmly against the bill.
All right. Spring Breakers, we told you about that. Look out. They're coming to town, and Pensacola Beach is all ready for that. And what I'm telling you about, make sure that you get that app before heading over to the island. It'll help you out a whole lot. It's the PB Flags app, 888-777.
Okay.
Put it on your app. You'll know exactly what the conditions are before you head over to the island. That's pretty important, especially if you're maybe thinking about doing some swimming and then they got the yellow or red flags hoisted and you can't go in the water. You'd be really disappointed. PB Flags, 888-777. Do it today.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump continues to talk tough on tariffs, even as Europe and other trading partners retaliate with import taxes on U.S. goods.
25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imported into the U.S. were imposed today, and President Trump says he's not backing away from reciprocal tariffs on the European Union and other trading partners on April 2nd.
I have the right.
President Trump denied accusations he's imposing tariffs inconsistently.
Fox's Jared Halpern, uncertainty over tariffs rattling Wall Street. Stocks, though, closing mixed today after back-to-back sell-offs this week.
The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Salesforce, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Apple, and McDonald's. The Dow down 83 points. The Nasdaq higher by 212. S&P 500 up 27.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told top food executives on Monday that he wants the worst ingredients out of food. Kennedy said he wants dyes and other items out of American food products and wants the industry to be proactive or he will take action. Meeting attendees included the CEOs of PepsiCo North America, Kraft Heinz, General Mills, to name a few. Mortgage rates dropped to the lowest rate since October, pushing demand even higher. Total mortgage applications rose more than 11% week over week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association's seasonally adjusted index. Applications to refinance climbed by 16%. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street as tariff worries continue to plague investors. The Dow fell 82 points, the S&P 500 gained 27, and the Nasdaq was up by more than 210 points, gaining 1.2%. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're all waiting on a decision from Aaron Rodgers, and ultimately I think Aaron picks to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then the New York Giants should immediately sign Russell Wilson to a one-year contract, but if I'm Joe Shane, I'm not stopping there when it comes to the quarterback position. Shane should also call Mike Borgonzi of the Tennessee Titans and finalize a deal to have the Giants move up from the third pick in the draft to the number one pick so Big Blue can draft a quarterback in Cam Ward out of Miami. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant working with local businesses? What if this job, you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Guy. It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today.
437, News Radio right now. Pensacola right now. Well, okay, that has to be something boys. It's a boys band. It's got to be.
The Offspring.
Yeah.
Which is a group consisting of guys. Yes.
Yeah, okay. 437. Thank you very much. I enjoyed that. Ice Flyers returning home to our very own ice this weekend, Friday and Saturday, matching up against Quad City. Puck dropping 7:05 both nights in the Bay Center. Pensacola faces Birmingham on the road tomorrow evening before they head back home.
All righty. And also, just want to give congratulations to our winners. We had, let me think of their names, John, Teresa, and James, I believe. I'm going off memory here. I believe those were their three names. If I did misremember you, I'm sorry. But we will be giving away three more tickets at around 5:15-ish on News Radio 92.3. So be sure to be there for those if you did not win this go-around.
All right. NBA, PGA, and all the sports you'll ever need. Here's the Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports Update.
They've won 15 straight games for the second time in a single season.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the Cleveland Cavaliers came back from 18 points down in the second half to beat the Brooklyn Nets 109-104. Cleveland, which opened the season 15-0, has its second 15-game win streak this season. The Cavs have the best record of the NBA, 55-10. March Madness. Four more schools won automatic bids to the men's NCAA basketball tournament Tuesday. Unranked Gonzaga upset 19th-ranked St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference Final, 58-51. Both teams will make the NCAA brackets. UNC Wilmington advanced to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2017. Beat Delaware in the CAA championship, 76-72. For the first time since 1991, St. Francis of Pennsylvania going to the NCAAs. The Red Flash scored a 46-43 win over Central Connecticut in the Northeast Conference Final. Robert Morris won the Horizon League Championship over Youngstown State, 89-78. Robert Morris back in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2015. Three more automatic bids to the NCAAs will be won tonight. NFL free agency, five-time Pro Bowl defensive end Joey Bosa has found a new home. After nine seasons for the Chargers, Bosa will play for the Buffalo Bills, who are giving him a one-year deal for $12.6 million. Five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins agreed to a one-year contract with the Baltimore Ravens worth up to $6 million. released by the 49ers. Defensive end Leonard Floyd agreed to a one-year $10 million contract with the Falcons. Tiger Woods will not be playing in the Masters next month. Five-time Masters champ had minimally invasive surgery yesterday to repair a ruptured Achilles tendon. Woods has not competed on the tour since last July, when he missed the cut at the Open Championship. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Okay, very interesting here. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is cutting off funding to Maine's eight public colleges because of that trans athletes ban from women's sports. Here's Ted Littner. He's got more for us.
The pause in funding comes as the USDA reviews potential Title IX and Title VI violations by the universities. The president reaffirmed his intent to punish states that continue to allow trans athletes to compete with girls during his address last week to a joint session of Congress. The UMS spokesperson says the system told the USDA the universities, quote, were in compliance with relevant state and federal laws, and the UMS universities are members of the NCAA, adding the system is unaware of any Title VI violations. The NCAA has amended its gender eligibility policy to prohibit any athlete born biologically male from competing in women's sports. Maine's Governor Janet Mills has threatened legal action against the Trump administration. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
All right. And also, just to give you a bit more detail on the golf scene, we heard about the Tiger Woods thing recently. Brooks Koepka says that he will fulfill his contract with LIV Golf. It comes after former golf star Fred Couples said that Koepka was unhappy playing in LIV's league and he wanted to return to the PGA Tour. Koepka said once his contract has ended, then he'll see what happens, quote unquote. The golfer said he doesn't even know what he's going to do, but he's unsure how anybody else does. Koepka's contract is believed to run through the end of the 2026 season.
Okay, you're favorite MLB game has something brand new. This is for gamers. Thought you'd like this. Here's Ian Digman.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
Following up on last week's story about MLB The Show 25, the latest star announced another classic greatest of all time. Hall of Famer Ted Williams here from the archive video from MLB Network from their documentary 406, his batting average.
Two superstars who cannot be matched in the game of baseball today. Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio.
Spending his entire professional career with the Boston Red Sox from 1939 to 1960, he won two American League MVP awards and six batting titles.
Let's go Sox!
Williams was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 1966. And it seems Disney's over $1.5 billion investment into Epic Games is about to pay off for the House of Mouse and Fortnite. While at a panel at South by Southwest, Asa Kalama, an Imagineer who heads interactive experiences, said the companies are looking to see how real-life experiences at a Disney park can be integrated into one of Fortnite's metaverse worlds. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And Governor Phil Murphy is expanding New Jersey's alcohol beverage licensing framework. The governor signed a bill on Wednesday allowing expanded liquor licensing at the Garden State's largest venues for global sporting events. The move comes ahead of FIFA World Cup soccer matches taking place at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. Those games, which begin this summer and continue in 2026, are expected to generate over $2 billion and to support 14,000 jobs.
443 News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Drones and ships were critical in support of military readiness. For more, here's Jessica Rosenthal.
The Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, General James Mingus, was asked by Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine to grade where the military branch's joint effort is on countering our adversaries when it comes to unmanned aerial systems or drones.
One, compared to where we were 2 years ago in the B to B plus category, compared to where we need to be, it's probably in the C. Given the rate of technology changes in this space and where our adversaries are going in this space, we cannot go fast enough when it comes to counter UAS.
The Marine and Navy officials at the hearing testified that a lack of available amphibious warships is harming our readiness. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, sitting at around 71 degrees right now, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be slightly rainy with a high of 75, low of 62.
Okay. Okay, just a day away from a total lunar eclipse. The upcoming eclipse will occur close to midnight on Thursday evening. Forecasters say cloud cover moves in tomorrow night, impacting the chances of viewing the eclipse here in Pensacola. We're going to the source and find out what's going on with the weather situation. Brandon Black joins us in less than 10 minutes live on News Radio 92.3.
And also want to give you another reminder that at 5:15, we are giving away three more tickets to the Celtic Angels display going on St. Patrick's Day. That performance, from what I hear, I've never been to it. I've heard it's very good. If you want to win those tickets, I'll give you a prompt to do that right here on News Radio 92.3 at 5:15.
If you want to see some dancing, that's the place to go. Those kids are great. Okay, you touched on the local weather situation. Let me just kind of get a national snapshot here for you. Storms moving into the west, and the east has a lot more weather coming. Here's the latest Fox weather.
Strong storms could fire up today over parts of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi Valley. This is in advance of the next major storm system moving into the west today. Fire danger is critical over the southern high plains with dry, warm, breezy conditions. We've got another day of warmer than average temperatures for parts of the eastern and central U.S. before the next cold front moves in and brings wintry weather and a possible blizzard for the Midwest and the northern plains. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
And the FCC planning to roll back regulations on the tech, media, and telecommunications industries. FCC Chair Brendan Carr said in a statement that current regulations only slow down innovation. The President Trump ally has been publicly critical of mainstream news outlets and tech companies, and he claimed that certain outlets try to undermine conservative viewpoints.
Okay, tonight's SpaceX mission will deliver Crew 10 to the International Space Station, bring Butch and Sonny back home. The two astronauts have been in space since June of 2024. Liftoff scheduled tonight, 6:26. That's Pensacola time from the Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX will share a live webcast of the mission beginning 1 hour, 20 minutes prior to liftoff on its website, on its X account. So that's coming up real soon on that side. And now while we're talking about NASA, now separate the SpaceX mission tonight. This is another NASA is getting ready to launch. This one is a cosmic map maker. They're sending a series of telescopes up there. Carmen Roberts has the story for us.
NASA launches a new space telescope into orbit to map the entire sky in unprecedented color.
3, 2, 1.
SpaceX launched the SpheREx Observatory from California Tuesday night, putting it on course to fly over the Earth's poles. The $488 million SpheREx mission aims to explain how galaxies formed and evolved over billions of years and how the universe expanded so fast in its first moments. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:48 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Brandon Black with the National Weather Service having a sit down with us. That and more coming up throughout this afternoon on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the red light cameras in Pensacola, how the numbers continue to be atrocious, the plan for a parking pass for residents of the city. Also, fascinating story in the New York Times about the 200 or so words either banned or disfavored within the Trump administration. A wild list, honestly. And Marco Rubio's comments about nuclear proliferation from almost 10 years ago, very relevant for what's happening on the world stage today. Listen to it all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and
roll. All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Let's Go Right Now with Chris and Austin.
When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go?
Rock and roll. 452 News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. Hey, thanks for having us on today. The afternoon, just a beauty. Hope you're enjoying yourself out there. Just wanted to bring you up to speed on the weather situation. Of course, big night scheduled for tomorrow. Hopefully the eclipse over Pensacola is going to be visible. Northwest Florida is not looking so good, according to the National Weather Service. As a matter of fact, Brandon Black joins us now from the National Weather Service. Brandon, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing good.
You know, it's always a pleasure talking to you guys over there because you seem to have a lot of the answers. A lot of texting coming into the station this afternoon. What are the chances of actually seeing the darn eclipse here in Pensacola tomorrow night?
Unfortunately, it's not looking too great. Looking like eclipse time is probably going to be around from late Thursday night after 1 a.m. We're going to see some clouds moving in probably after midnight. And maybe on the front end, you might be able to catch a glimpse of it through the cloud cover, but as we go later into the period, it'll probably start to cloud up more and more, especially as you get a little bit more inland into that northwest Florida panhandle, maybe a little bit away from the coast. You might have a little better chance closer to the coast, but overall, it might be a little too cloudy.
So if you could give it an hour kind of range starting to ending, what are we looking at here when it starts and then when it ends, whether we can see it or not?
Yeah, looking like probably 1 a.m. will probably be when it starts. I think it officially starts at 1:23 Central Time. And then as it kind of – and then usually ends about an hour later. So sometime around 2 a.m. is probably when it's going to end, somewhere in that period, and it'll kind of slowly wane. At least the full eclipse part will be sometime in that period. And so right then – those clouds will be kind of moving in right after midnight. Might be some high clouds, but then they'll kind of slowly thicken up throughout that period. So the best chance would probably be going out earlier, probably closer to 1 a.m., that earlier 1:20 start time, and then hopefully you can catch a glimpse through the clouds.
All right. There's a lot of concerned people here in Northwest Florida about the forecast for Saturday. I know it could get kind of nasty around here. What do you have for us?
Yeah, we are expecting things to potentially get nasty Friday and Saturday. Friday, not so much for the Northwest Florida Panhandle. That's more kind of off to our northwest. But the big day will be Saturday afternoon in the overnight hours. Unfortunately, we tend to always seem to happen overnight. But it's another round of strong to severe storms overnight. Looking for the Northwest Florida Panhandle area, probably – in and around that midnight time frame, probably maybe starting as early as 10 p.m. and then lasting into the overnight 3 to 4 a.m. We'll probably be in that range. We'll probably see some strong and severe storms. Damaging winds and tornadoes seem to be the most likely threat with those storms. So we're just going to have to keep an eye on that. As we usually do, it is looking kind of one of our more higher-end events. So we're definitely starting to get concerned about what we have later this week.
Brandon Black at the National Weather Service in Mobile. Hey, listen, Brandon, thanks for your time today. I know you're a busy guy today.
Yep. Thanks so much.
Okay, you got it. Brandon Black, National Weather Service in Mobile, kind of, yeah, well, now you know. Iffy, still iffy. You know. Get up after 1 a.m. in the morning, and good luck for the eclipse. And Saturday, we could see some nasty weather.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Getting one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, still have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road developing if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. And then Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, still not looking too favorable. As for the weather, 71 degrees right now, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be slightly rainy, high of 75, low of 62.
456, News Radio 92.3, inflation cooling just a bit here. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
Overall inflation ticking down under 3%, 2.8%. That's not enough for the Federal Reserve to say mission accomplished on their 2% goal. They're in a pause mode to see how this sort of plays out. Now, it's interesting. As we see the inflation sort of fall, the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he's focused on the 10-year Treasury yield. He wants to bring that down. That's the benchmark to borrow money for cars or for homes. You see it about 4.3%, which puts the 30-year fixed mortgage for a house at 6.67%. The lowest level in 5 months.
And Tesla vehicles, dealerships, and charging stations being vandalized and have even been victim to arson attacks. This is as the company CEO Elon Musk enforces mass layoffs of federal workers and more through Doge. Some cars were also damaged in Massachusetts, Seattle over the weekend. In Seattle, it was in a fire. In South Carolina, an unknown individual spray-painted a Tesla charging station with an expletive targeted towards President Trump and the phrase, "Long live Ukraine," on the ground.
News Radio 92.3, the U.S. government is looking to find and make somebody a new Captain America. And no, I'm not talking about Easy Rider Captain America. Jeff Manasso has the report.
Securing America.
It sounds like something out of an action movie, altering a soldier to make them faster, stronger, and more resilient. But there's a project working on doing just that. It's called the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency's Red Blood Cell Factory Program. They're working on a medical device that would put a biologically active component into someone's red blood cells, which would hopefully help a soldier overcome an injury or illness in the field and help them to operate in harsh environments. They started the 21-month program last year in which researchers will also take into account the ethical, legal, and societal implications. The program's managers saying that the current state of the art to maintain and protect warfighters operating in extreme environments or facing potential threats requires administration of pre-exposure prophylaxis or post-exposure medical countermeasures, hoping to deliver a knowledge product and a medical device prototype. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Today's pop culture news.
All right, is America ready to experience the Hunger Games again? Michelle Polino has the latest.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
Basketball has March Madness, and now thanks to Cinemark screening The Hunger Games back in theaters, film buffs have March Katniss as in the lead character, Katniss Everdeen, played by Jennifer Lawrence.
It's Everdeen. It's the things we love most that destroy us.
The film in theaters through Sunday is set in a dystopian world with 12 districts governed by the capital of Pan Am. In order to keep the districts in line, one boy and one girl is chosen to participate in the games in a fight to the death. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Alrighty, and Stranger Things star Sadie Sink joining the cast of the next Spider-Man movie. Deadline reports that Sink will star alongside Tom Holland in Spider-Man 4. Although her role is unknown, the outlet indicated her role would be significant. The announcement has prompted speculation that she could be portraying Peter Parker's love interest Mary Jane or iconic X-Men mutant Jean Grey.
Alright, News Radio 92.3, ready to be a weekend puppy parent? America's Vet Dogs needs volunteers in Milton. Puppy raisers will welcome a puppy for 12 to 8 months in their home. When the puppy has completed their at-home time, it will be sent to America's Vet Dogs campus in Smithtown, New York, to begin formal service dog training. If you'd like some more information on this, visit vetdogs.org. Now, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A weekend puppy parent.
I couldn't do that. I'd get attached.
Hold on. We'll be back in about 15 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.